Praise Jesus much, children of God. How have you been in the name of the Lord Jesus? And how is your lives? You can greet of your brethren and wish them the best.
Those
think God prepared them to happen today. Ask them, they will be fulfilled on them. And the one they pray for, the good things. And you say, amen. As they pray to you. Some of you have not gotten them because you don't say amen. You look at the prayer of your brethren and you see it's a joking prayer to you. It's a real prayer.
But
what is failed, it come to pass on you and you've not said amen.
It
means what you've prayed is right, and that is the Christ. He's the one who does things like those.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We thank the Lord
that
can give us this good morning.
We
want to use it very well.
And
move on, get the light of His word, the much of it,
of
the full knowledge of Him. And the much power move on to come from Him. You move on to fight for us, to provide for us, to threaten us,
and
protect us in this journey of heaven, the journey of salvation,
until
we've gotten back home in heaven. And He promised that to us.
Second Corinthians 4:6-7.
Treasure of the full knowledge.
Those
treasure in our vessels of clay, and the much power come from Him and not from us. Who's saying that? And we keep treasure of light of knowledge and power which is unlimited. It's the Spirit of the Lord, and He appears in our midst. For it is written, the spoken Spirit of God is limited,
and
we can't limit Him in power. The Acts 1:80 says that when He will come, He will give us power. We shall be witnesses of the living God, and we are so blessed. We are seeing that power the more we move in the light of knowledge through His word. He sent armies of angels, mighty ones, spoken in the Psalms 103:20. Praise Jesus much. That the mighty ones who fulfill the word of God,
and
hearken the voice of His word. Get the word of God in His voice, and we see of the power in the word. Those are the angels of God, and they are led by the Holy Spirit, the mighty ones.
You
too, when we stand like in John 15 in the verse 7, that if you abide in the Christ,
then
His words abide in us. Now we ask all we need and it's been given us. Why given us?
Already
we pray in the word of God, release its voice, and the Holy Spirit, the armies of the mighty ones,
are
there awaiting here the voice of that word to fulfill it. Many times children of God, they try to pray, but they use many full word, meaningless words. Words with no one to fulfill them. Not the Holy Spirit, not the angels.
And
they waste their many times. If
you
be filled light of the word, you pray in the word of God, the Holy Spirit, and is ready, armies of angels, mighty ones, that they fulfill the word of God. Remember the Holy Spirit. John 6:63.
He spoke
through the word of God. Say the words I say to you. They are spirit and they are life. Want to connect on Him quick. You pass through scriptures.
Connect
direct on the Holy Spirit.
The scriptures
is the Spirit Himself. He passed through them, that you see the fulfilling them. Remember, so we saw angels fulfill. Even the Holy Spirit is there to fulfill. Before angels existed, he was the first to be sent. And they were created. Psalms 104:30. He was sent, they were created. Yet Hebrews say, angels are ministering spirits. Holy Spirit was the first to be sent
to produce
the works he put angels even with us, we too be sent to fulfill the word of God.
Thank
much from the Lord.
Give
us good things like those. We no more fear in his temples. Prepared us to enter into his courts, in his presence. Before we used to fear,
then
we wondered what we spoke before him, whether
we
accept or not.
But
right now we are so bold that he's prepared us well.
We
no more fear in his courts, and we feel peace
in
moving, be in his presence. Praise Jesus much. We thank the Father
who has
given us the journey of heaven, the journey of salvation.
It's
my journey and your journey, and it's the journey of those who lived before, we who are living now, even those coming,
with
the coming back of Jesus. We want to move on.
It's
our three to four groups of angels, right from the seven groups, those we work with as church and the holy ones of God, that we fight the three to four groups of the fallen angels, the evil spirits, until their bases can cause them be bound in the bottomless pit. Praise Jesus much. Now that's the heading we move on with in our journey of heaven.
Then
we see the way the holy ones of God, that is the bracket, the church,
three
to four groups of holy angels,
bracket, in
bracket the seven groups, to fighting principalities, Satan and his fallen angels, three to four groups, to reaching their bases, to cause them to be bound in the bottomless pit. Those we see them in this journey of heaven,
part one of journey of heaven.
Remember, in part one of journey of heaven, we have the rim above, which has the first created heaven, which has the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven, the great gathering of the angels and the holy ones of God. Hebrews 12:22-23 speaks most of it. Praise Jesus much. And still in the rim above, we shall see the second created heaven. There we find four living creatures.
Store
of spirits of all creation. Right from the angels, the stars, the human beings, spirits of all creations in the world, they are gotten the second heaven, where we find four living creatures, spoken most in Ezekiel chapter 1, from verse 1 to 21. And then still in the room above, we shall see that the third heaven, where we find the paradise of God, in the throne of God, according to 2 Corinthians chapter 12, in the verse
105.
Yet in this time,
we
still move on to see things in the realm below. In the realm below, we speak of the fourth created heaven, the blue heaven you see up in the sky. It's what makes the rim below,
which is called
the fourth created heaven. In here we've come to see a couple of things.
We
must see seven things in a brief summary. Praise Jesus much. So far finished five of them.
And
we first saw the appearance of that heaven, the fourth created heaven, spoken most in Genesis chapter 1, the verse 6 to 8. And that heaven is such in appearance. And it's very hard as iron. According to Job 37.
Starting
from verse 16 to 18. Praise Jesus,
man.
When we finished that, we saw the kingdom of the stars, the sun and the moon, in the firmament of the heaven. According to Genesis chapter 1 verse 14
8 to 20,
after we saw of hell the prison of God known as the bottomless pit, also found the kingdom of the stars, what we read in the Genesis 9 in the verse 1 to reaching 3. When you open up the bottomless pit, the sun and the moon, they stop to give their lives. In the bottomless pit, known as the prison of God, in hell,
it's led
by Angel Abaddon of the chains. Revelations 9 verse 11. Now we saw much of hell, also found the kingdom of the stars. Praise Jesus much. When we finished, our point the fourth, we began to see of principalities, Satan and his fallen angels, who appear as demons of clans in the kingdom of the stars. First base we saw it in the kingdom of the stars. Obadiah chapter 1 verse 2 to 4,
we saw
principalities, they are based in the stars, the fallen angels, where they best get down on the world to fight the church.
They
don't want any of us get back to heaven. And when we finished, we entered the fifth point.
Took
us on the two bases of the devils on the world,
underwater,
where there is the underwater, under the ocean. According to Ezekiel 27 in the verse 1 to 5, mostly look to Bermuda Triangle, right at the Atlantic Ocean, nearing America.
And
that's where the mess of the devils is, which just fleets take them down in the ocean. The many things we saw down there. When we finished, we saw the third headquarter of the devils on the world,
underground
bankers, known as the underground bankers. According to Isaiah 29, verse 15 and 16, and they go deep down in the ground, and they dig down underground, and they prepare their plans there of turning things upside down, to shift them from the order by which God created them and the laws governing them, bring them in what is called new world order, the order of the devils. Now we have seen much till this battle we are on now. I know we've taken days seeing this heading, the holy ones of God, that is the church, in 3 to 4 groups of holy angels, on the seven, and they fight principalities, Satan and his fallen angels. They are 3 to 4 groups, to reaching their bases, till we cause them to be bound in the bottomless pit. Now we've seen much in this war, and we saw groups of demons, of the fallen angels. According to Revelation 18,
and
we saw those called the evil birds, the fallen angels, who retained their wings,
and
they are in the base of the kingdom of the stars. And when we finished, we saw those called demons, the unclean spirits. Praise Jesus much. Them to have no wings, they are called aliens. They are mostly residing
underwater,
in the underwater. Maybe attempts to use the underground bankers.
So
now the first group of the devils, called the evil spirits, they mostly use the underground bankers, They are mostly in the human beings. And they have appeared as demons of the clans. All those we analyzed looked at them.
We
said the fourth group which arises there,
that's
created to count time and seasons of the evil works of Satan.
Yes,
praise Jesus. And we look to things like those according to Zechariah chapter 1 and the verse 18 into 21. When we saw four horns, they are the evil spirits. There are four groups. And they go attack children of God. Church, they never let them lift their heads.
Right?
They have begun to see still the four craftsmen. And they have come to terrify those evil spirits. There are these three to four groups of angels who work with the holy ones, the church. The holy ones of God, the church, to fight the groups 3 to 4 of the devils, the fallen angels, till their bases, cause them be bound in the bottomless pit. First saw the first group of the holy angels, Angel Michael, according to Daniel 12, the verse 1. Stand for children of God in the latter days. That word, standing for them in the latter days, ever stood in the latter days of heaven, those which chased Satan from heaven, according to Revelation 12, the verse 7 to 10, and they chased Satan from heaven. Now we saw that group of Angel Michael, and they pass through with the bowls and the trap bowls and go to conquer, bending on conquest for the church, the holy ones of God.
So
group of Angel Abaddon of the chains, those bind Satan and his demons, the fallen angels. And Matthew 12:29, you can't enter the strong man's house and you destroy his works.
Set
first captured and bound the strong man.
Yet
spoil works of the devils they have done in the world. Bind them, attacking them right from their bases. Those the three we read of.
Yes,
praise Jesus, man. Messenger Abaddon of the chains. Revelations 9:11. Let us in binding these demons.
Authority
given in Matthew 8:18.
That
what we bind on earth, it will be bound in heaven.
And
we work with that angel and his group. Revelations 9:16. 200 billion of angels. All those we saw them, even this day,
we
want to move on with the third group of angels who fight our wars, the angels of fire.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. We want to move on.
The
third group of angels of fire, those to help us burn all powers of darkness, of the devils, Satan and his fallen angels, who appear as demons of clans,
and
to burn all sicknesses. Praise Jesus. To burn powers of darkness, to burning all sicknesses, to burning evil spirits, to burning the devils.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. That what we head on to see of the group of angels of fire, join them with the fourth group of the angels of times and seasons.
Calculate
this war and measure all we need.
Yes,
praise Jesus, man. Briefly get back to Zechariah chapter 1:18 and 21. It will say like this.
Zechariah sura isoka n'olunyiriri
Zechariah chapter 1 verse 18.
Zechariah sura isoka n'olunyiriri olw'18. Nenyimusa amaaso gange n'entunula, era laba amayimba 4. Olw'19. Nengamba malayika eyali ayogera nange nti, agoma ki? Nanziramu nti, gano ge mayembe agasaasaanya Yuda ne Isirayiri ne Yerusaalemi. Olunyo olw'2. Mukama nanjolesa abaweesi 4, 21. Nenjogera nti, abo bajja kukola ki? N'ayogera nti gano ge mayembe agasasanya Yuda, omuntu n'okuyimusa n'atayimusa mutwe gwe. Naye bano bazze okugasaggula.
Tuddiremuko.
Zekkaliya essuula esooka, olunyiriri lw'ekkumi n'omunaana.
Zechariah chapter 1, verse 18.
Ne nnyimusa amaaso gange ne ntunula, era laba, amayembe ana. Olw'ekkumi n'omwenda. Ne ngamba malayika eyali ayogera nange nti, agoma ki? N'anziramu nti, gano ge mayembe agasaasaanya Yuda, ne Isirayiri, ne Yerusaalemi. Olunyiriri lw'abiri. Mukama n'anjolesa abaweesi bana, abiri mu lumu. Ne njogera nti, abo bajja kukola ki? N'ayogera nti, gano ge mayembe agasaasaanya Yuda, omuntu n'okuyimusa n'atayimusa mutwe gwe. Naye bano bazze okugasaggula. Okusuula amayembe g'amawanga agayimusizanga ejjembe lyago ku nsi ya Yuda okugisaasaanya.
Yesu yabazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Okusinza ku Zakariya essuula eno esooka.
According to Zechariah chapter
1,
the verse 18,
okukira ddala paka ku
21,
yalaba amayembe ana.
He saw four horns.
Ne yebuuza gano ge maki.
And he asked, what are these?
Mukama n'amunyonnyola.
And the Lord explained to him, those are the four horns.
Agasasanya Yuda ne Israel.
Those who scattered Judah and Israel.
Okugamba nti ye kanisa.
To saying it's the church.
Omuntu naye n'okuyinza n'atayinza kuyimusa mutwe
gwe. Someone cannot raise up their head in heaven.
Okugamba ba Filipo esula eriya eyokusatu abiri.
Philippians 3:20.
Nga tayinza kutegeera ebyewaabwe
mu ggulu. And cannot understand their home things in heaven.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Era kitaffe gy'ali.
Where the Father is.
Amayembe ago.
Those horns.
Ebibinja bire ebyaba Satani bye twalabye.
They are the groups of the devils we saw.
Byemeye gy'obi.
Of the evil spirits.
Abayitibwa ennyonyembi.
Those called the evil birds.
Abaasigala mu bwengula.
Those who remained in the sky.
Bamalayika abaagwa abasigazibwa wati.
Fallen angels who remained with wings.
Then waliwo ababeera mu nnyanja.
And there are those in the ocean
who
are called demons,
the
unclean spirits.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Even the evil spirits, the evil spirits, those who count them time and season. According to Zechariah chapter
1,
showed him for craftsmen. Ask, these have come to do what? These have come to terrify the other horns.
The horns,
nations which are round. Demons of different nations in their four groups. Those we've seen over above. These two have come in their four groups to terrify and to haunt them.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So,
those groups of the four craftsmen speak of the four groups of angels among the seven,
those
terrify and haunt demons, Satan and his fallen angels.
First
saw the group of angel Michael. Next saw angel Abaddon. Now this day,
head on
to see group of angels of fire. Those with their burning demons, burning powers of darkness,
and
different forms of sicknesses of the devils in this war. Praise Jesus much. Lest you're going to call fire you don't understand of well, and you claim to be a dragon.
Fire!
And you blow fire yourself.
You're
going to call angel of you're going to call angels of fire. Burn all evil spirits. Burn the powers of darkness.
And
burn all their sicknesses, destroy them. In the name of the Lord Jesus. By the Holy Spirit. And they will measure those who measure the fire. We need which form of weapons. They have to be these angels.
Angels
of counsel, the fourth group we join. Now these are our angels, because we are not in the spiritual world. We are in the physical world.
Yet
those we fight and chase,
they
in the spiritual world. But we
are
read in Ephesians 6, the verse 12. And we are told like this.
Abefeso esule yo mukaga n'olunyiriri olw'ekkumi n'ebbiri.
Ephesians 6 and verse 12.
Kubanga tetumegana na musayi na mubiri, wabula n'ab'amasaza, n'ab'obuyinza, n'abafuga ensi ab'omu kizikiza kino, n'emyo yegy'obubi mu bifo ebya waggulu n'obulogo bw'omunsi y'omwoyo.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
Okusina kubefeso mukaga kumi.
According to Ephesians 6:10. No fight with flesh and blood. But with principalities.
Nemi yejo
bubi. And the evil spirits.
Mubifebya
wako. In the heavenly places.
Na manyo bano bulogo bo munsi yo moyo.
Even the spiritual wickedness.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
Kati jukira utauruno siwa mbili na musayi.
Fight is not of flesh and blood.
Era batutu kan tugenda kuocha fire.
You're going to burn with fire.
Tichetagisa ubirenga bikola mumubiri.
Doesn't it that you be doing it in the flesh?
Pablo ino kuita ba malaika abali munse yo moyo.
All angels who are in this spiritual world, our holy angels.
Kubanga yo Hebrewia 12. Hebrewia isule soka.
Hebrews chapter 1. 13 and 14. It says.
Nti ba malaika.
That angels.
Jemiwe jitumibwa.
They are spirit saints.
Abaji okuweleza
fe. Go to serve us.
Abashikiro
obulokozi. We who inherit salvation.
Muchigamba kino tutegeeza.
This is what we mean words.
Nti olwo kuba jiri bali munse yo moyo basitani.
Because the devils are in the spiritual world. Bali
kati bali mukuzunga munse.
And now right they are moving in this world.
Ndele atira kumara kubara banga batambula.
No one even sees them moving there.
Era batutu ko kuocha.
When you reach to burn.
Tubale tugena kuocha nabu mwaba
fetti. Fire! As we speak fire.
Bala tuga malaika wa muliro.
The angel fire.
Toro muliro.
Get fire.
Gobe mizimu ojoche.
Demons burn there.
Jibonye bonye.
You torment them.
Jidurugunye.
You destroy them. You burn them.
Yo chamani ga chizikiza.
Burn powers of darkness.
Yo chagarwade gaba sitani.
Of Satan.
Yesu yebazibwenye.
Praise Jesus much.
I want to.
Right there.
Chechivachi gamba umusaja na asaba kubwa moyo wa
Katonda. That's why it says the man prayed by the Spirit of God.
Muzaburi ya 35.
In the Psalms 35.
Noru nyiro kutanulo mukaga.
Verse 5 and 6.
Jileka malaika wa mukama abagobe misana nechiro.
The angel of the Lord chase him day and night.
Kugamba ruko bashwe tulina ulimi lwetu agamba.
No language you say before.
Service eri yagwa.
In the service before.
Nti tugamba tugobe mizimu.
We say let's chase demons.
Ne ulimi lugamba lutofu.
The right language in English.
Tukanyuge mizimu
mugeye. Cast demons in hell.
Era twamanya ante chiminyi cha mareka baloni batuyamba ko basula.
But don't help us cast them in hell.
Ne ante wichitu ko kuocha.
When it reaches to burning.
Tuina malaika asobolo kubasobolo gobe mizimu.
Demons.
Echiro chonane
nsana. All the night and day.
Nga kugoba kuoka adoru maro kugoba.
And after chasing.
Ne bakwata.
Ne babonya
abonya.
And they torment them.
Ukuba kuocha ne babocha.
Burning the burn them.
Wade mizimu tajifu
yao. The demons will die instant.
Ne bakuocha malaika benjegere bagendo
kujogusiba. They come to bind it.
Nga bakuokeza.
And they have burnt it.
Nuko chobocha amanyige chizikiza.
Burning powers of darkness.
Kubanga betuma rogobe mizimu.
After we chase demons.
Jimanyo tule kama amanyige chizikiza.
These powers in darkness in us.
Did
you see someone?
Ngatali iko mzimu nti ali possess.
Demon that they are possessed.
Inga ine chikolimo.
But they have a curse.
Echikuli moche echimuliko
si. The curse is upon them.
Achiva kumanyige chizikiza gam.
Powers of darkness.
Nuna muita ina mzimu.
You see someone has got demons.
Ngatali nendwa deze mzimu.
They have sickness of demons.
Ingo mzimu tegumulimu.
Demon is only them.
Ngapama mwa bachafu negule komo.
Negule
kama amanyige chizikiza.
Left powers of darkness. They are not rightful. You may even smell something you don't know of.
No, gamba siri kwa mzimu.
It's not demon. I'm smelling. It's left filth within you. All filth in you.
Nogendo okufumbirwa.
Did you go to get married?
Bobo tuse ku dining ya bafumbo na omwami
wa dining with your husband and wife.
Mori no guunyo gwo
unya
gwo.
Powers of darkness remaining.
Uyinjo kubanga twa kugobye ko nemizimu.
Demons
ne tulanga nokugenda
jigeze. They have gone.
Na yenga
atera
to wasumuru kuse kugenda mmas.
You were not to move on.
Kumbe wale semwe mabega manyige chizikiza.
The powers of darkness in you.
Tubatu isa malaika wo mulironga ayocha.
Passing angel of fire burning.
Noko chagalwa doli.
To burn sicknesses.
Uyinjo kubomuzimu twa kugobye no sigaza.
Demon retained sickness of demons.
Kai tusoka okugobanga tugobye.
First chase with chase.
Then to sindika ko malaika wo muliro.
Send angel of fire.
So chavatu gamba.
That's why he tells us.
Kusinya muzaburi yeno.
According to this psalm.
Yes, at 5.
Of 35.
Orunyiri orokutanura omuka.
Verse 5 and 6.
Ngagamba bwa.
And he say like this.
Zaburi esuri yasa 5 n'orunyiri orokutanura.
Psalm 35 from verse 5.
Baberenge bisusunko ebitwalibwe empewo. Era malaika wa mukama ngabagoba.
Uride chibira.
You hear what is evolved?
Kubanga butwaye tusomamu Zakaria.
When you read in the Zakaria.
Esure yesoka.
Zakaria chapter 1.
Abiri na abiri moro.
Verse 20 and 21.
Ruraga anti basi ndikaba
abawesi
bana.
Sent for craftsmen.
Ibi ya malaika bina.
Four groups of holy angels.
Okusagura emizimu.
To terrify demons.
Okusagura mayemba.
To terrify those horns.
Kati Zaburi na 35.
Psalm 35.
Ndirokutana rukugamba.
Verse 5 tells you.
Tibatwali bwenge bisusunku.
Taken as chaff.
See
things
move in space.
And
an angel of the Lord, let him chase them.
The angel
can terrify demons. Whether hidden in the corner of the ground, whether on the head of a human being, whether you hid it in the hand, whether in the tree, everywhere you hid it, and when he sees it, it's there. It runs quick from there and he chases it. It's there.
So
when you pray prayer, sometimes you say, in the mountain, in the
valley,
in the valley,
in
the north, and they are chasing each other in the spiritual world. It's there.
Yes, yes, yes.
Praise Jesus. Now you come here, we chase you. Is there? Is there a demon? Is there? I catch it. I break it.
There
are angels who chase them.
The demon.
Can appear of the demons of the clans.
It's
there in the shrine. No. My God, there. And you see how it is chased. As it's entered the shrine in your home, where you worship devils, as it's in the shrine. And the three are surrounding the shrine. As it comes off the roof. And they fly to capture it. Now, we leave it to whom? When you speak of Abaddon, is not one. Even Michael is not one. Even those of fire is not one. Because we say, call them of fire. Angels of fire.
Michael.
Abaddon. And be joined like that. And of counsel. They can target a demon chasing. Demons run. If they know they walk and stand against them, they run. If angels chase it quick. It's there.
It
moves in the head of a human and say, you. It's there. And it jumps out. And they're chasing it. It enters in the pig. And they get it out. And the pig flies in the space. And they snatch it out. And they fight. You know, you see,
you
be the prayer of warfare. And you don't understand. You think you're just speaking words. You know, you have to learn even praying.
If
they tell you come and lead, no, you come to lead us, we don't know how. You have to call us, let us stuck here. Let's go here. If you remain speaking, it may not work for us. We don't know how the fight is progressing. And if you're a commander, and you just go shooting, you don't know your armies where you've left them. As you go shooting, you're shooting in prayer. As you look behind, where are my armies? Yet they have come shooting all them down. You may look back. You too, they have surrounded you. If you're in a prayer like that,
prove
congregation.
You
say,
well,
but me leading, I have to call you, let's attack. Let's get here. You get fire here. You burn these ones here. You attack. You will remain alone, be beaten. Send Michael, send Abaddon.
For the fight changed,
not like you fought it before. Before you spoke yourself, whatever you wanted. Is it not that?
And
you're speaking every word you want. Praise the Lord Jesus. Name Evangelist Topaz. I request to ask this question.
kati bano ba malaika baagwa.
Now these fallen angels,
obudde bwe bakyasobola okulwanagana ne ba malaika ba Katonda.
This time do they have ability to fight holy angels?
Wabo ba omulimu gwe bakola gwa kudduka gwokka.
Maybe the work they have is only run.
Soko olinde.
You first pause.
Olwa lero.
Today.
Msumba George soko imi.
Pastor George, you stand up. If that man has attacked you, look at him.
And
the attacks is reached you.
You say,
I surrender, beat, get tired. You to fight back. As you see someone is more, but you try. And you snatch him, you run, he's chasing you.
You see,
they have surrounded you, can almost stand. And they capture you, but at least you've resisted.
So,
now to be weak or to be small, it doesn't mean you shouldn't fight, for they beat you.
At times
you can beat him an abrupt punch. Get him off guard. Now, at times maybe there he can an angel affect him something very hard.
Yes, you must be.
Praise
so
Jesus. Now let's finish here in Psalm 35.
Zaburi ya suri ya satu metano, nalo nyiriri
orokutano. Psalm 35:5.
Baberenge bisusunkwe bitwalibwa n'empewo, era malaika wa Mukama ng'abagoba. Olinyolo mukaga. Ekkubo lyabwe libeere ekizikiza n'obuseerezi. Era malaika wa Mukama ng'abayigganya.
You heard what is evolved?
Kakati musala zaffe ez'olutalo.
Prayer of warfare.
Okay. Abisale bisinga abamusala zino bazisomera nnyo abantu.
Prayer they read them to people.
Ndi iranga Mukama wa Mukama abagoba.
That and the Lord of Lords.
Bagoba kucharo.
Stay from the village.
Bagoba mayumba sabarokore. Tugatware.
We take them.
Ebyosibye musabawo.
That's not what you pray.
Tuba tugoba mizimu.
We are chasing demons, not people.
Bible tetugamba ngako.
Bible says
we are going to kugoba abantu.
I give you authority to chase people. Authority cast demons, not human beings.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. But the verse 6 is interesting, it says,
Baba
let darkness be put for them
no,
in slippery.
Kati oryo we mitego malaika
mike one of the balls in my slippery in the ways they're going to pass
ne chizikizanga ne bachara bajebaraga
I did not see where they go.
Muzimu ne kugana
the demon struggles
chichejo.
What is this one
ne chizikizaba
darkness
ha baba liyao
and as they are there
gwe
they are captured
ngabasoka bakatulugunya
and they tormented from there. Demon is on the head of someone.
He
claims to retain there.
Gamba bugambi.
You just speak.
Malaika Abaddon.
Angel Abaddon.
Fumita.
You
fumite fumite. Guiwe mwa burumi.
Power pain in
Gono
it.
Tagu, tabu ulira.
And this one doesn't feel it.
When
the demon feels pain alone.
And you
feel the groanings.
That
agony you say they put it on the spirit. Not in the person it's possessing. Now they can chase it. If they say it, angel of the scales, yes, I tell you, you surround darkness. You know the one who owns darkness, you know him. Angel of hell. Surround darkness here. As the demon gets here, darkness, where darkness? I'm finished. This may not have seen this
word.
In the jar of heaven, I
say,
when I pray here, I see action moving on.
You
see, the one of terror has come.
Abaddon.
The chains. He has swords. He has a lion blowing fire. The horse with fire. Terrific things happen. It captures a chain in it and it drags it.
No,
you cannot bind a demon.
Abaddon,
but Abaddon, he has a chain to binding a spirit. The other chain was made by spirits. It doesn't bind flesh. Binding spirits.
The
demon can be touched tangibly, but Abaddon binds it. He can say that you are fire. Make a small lake of fire, throw the demon in it. And
they
torment it from there. That's the verses which he said.
The
Lord should persecute it.
You persecute
to torment someone.
Demons
will be tormented.
They have tormented
the world for many years. Every form of evil works. When they capture it.
You know, some of you
must in dreams. Beating a demon, it turns into a young baby. And you say, my God, no longer beat a baby. You beat it more. Those always happen on you.
When the
spirit, you fight in the spiritual world. You beat it. And it turns into paper, you beat. This one loves children. It turns a young baby like that. Baby. Crying before you.
And
you kick it to the other extreme. That mercy, which is not right in the spiritual world, to cease to be with you. Beat it.
Dance
to someone you love most. And you come out when you've not overcome. And you've had mercy on it.
You
discover it's been a demon. And you came out from the fight. Fight, see how it progresses. So they give us, for you get merciful.
They
keep turning into different things.
Sometimes
we chase them, they turn into stones. They go deep down. We do turn into stones, get there. And we look for them there. And they turn into goats, every form,
paper,
nothing. No mercy is being finished. No more mercy.
Not
that I have no physical mercy.
But
when they fight spiritually,
they
enemy, though they turn into whatever. No mercy.
This
apostle, no. Don't cease to have mercy. You keep having mercy on demons. You think they too have mercy on you.
If I suggest them,
even they came enraged.
And
when you see them in the shrine, they have no mercy. They ask you, they go to cow everything of yours. And you give it, they don't get satisfied. They begin to torment you. You think you're friends. There's no friendship, nothing. Revelations 14,
18.
And then you send an angel of fire. Pass through. Burn evil spirits. Burn powers of darkness. Burn sicknesses. Burn sickness of the devil is alone. Even other sicknesses.
No, they take
in the hospitals. This sick of cancer. And they burn it. This one in burning cancer. He burns where you are and finishes right there. And you don't feel fire, you just sweat a little. Cancer is burned. You burn cancer in the hospital and have angel of fire. Let's read we here. Revelations 14 verse 18.
Ne malaika omulala navo kuchoto. Ye yaino buyinza kumuliro. Nayogerera waggulu n'eddoboozi ddene ng'agamba oyo alina ekiwabyo eky'obwogi ng'ayogera nti teekako ekiwabyo kyo eky'obwogi onoge ebirimba by'omuzabbibu ogw'ensi.
Yesu yebazibwe
nnyo. 14, praise Jesus much.
Malayika w'ekiwabyo omumanyi.
Angel of the Seacal, you know him, Michael.
Kati boogereziganya mu
now they communicate in this war.
Naye okusinira ku bikulu eno 10:18.
Revelations 14:18.
Ne malayika omulala.
In another angel
n'ava ku kyoto
came from the altar.
Yalina obuyinza.
You had charge.
yava ku kyoto kya Mukama
ekya zaabu. The golden altar of God.
Kisingana wa mu kibuga kya
Katonda. Spawned the city of God.
Masekati gaba kerubi.
The midst of the cherubims.
Jerusalem
ekyo. Jerusalem of heaven.
Osochira bila kuli
yali. You can see it right there.
We batoro muliro.
They get fire from there.
Ne malaika omulala.
Even another angel. Yava
ku kyoto kya Mukama ekya zaabu.
Golden altar of God.
Yeli no buyinza
ku muliro. Church of the fire.
Kati guno muliro gwo batoyita.
Fire you called.
Sigo gulina ko
buyinza. Not you with the church over it.
Obuyinza obukuweredwa.
Authority given you.
Emanyi gwo moyo mutuko.
The power of Holy Spirit.
Akasobola okudumira jira malaika bo muliro.
Command angels of fire.
Kati potoda wali.
Now don't be there.
Fire.
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 Omanyi wali wabasoma P5.
There are those who started
the
P5 conference Karero in Uganda.
Babere fire.
There are fire. Every time fire like that.
Siku bajeregerere olwokubanga.
Them because that.
Neete kiri mu magezi ago bwa
Katonda. In the wisdom of God.
Okubanga gole
fire. Fire. You don't know where fire comes from.
Tusobola kwegata chikola na
makuru. It doesn't make sense. You end just being there.
Bigambo bya mumpewe
bita kwa. Words of wind, air.
Ni wali malaika akuliro
muliro. But the angel in charge of fire.
Ndi malaika wa muliro.
Fire.
Toro muliro.
Get fire.
Ujodo cha mkame cha sabu. Yo cha mandike
chizikisa.
Yo cha garuade. Yo cha mizimu. Yo cha.
Burn them.
Gera maso
ya cha.
Toro muliro
mbara. Get fire.
Na yekati fesara.
Now we our prayers.
Sobora be mizimu jibade te jiva.
Demons are not gone.
Mujo cha.
You burn them.
Jiva zanyina konga jima ente jiteri.
They know they are not getting consumed. And they played drama. Leave us your burning us. Tomorrow we shall be back. The person you've burnt well with fire. Tomorrow they have guts to get back. They're joking, playing on us. And they burn you with fire. And you say, tomorrow I'll come back.
Now there
was no real fire involved.
Mboze abayambi bwangoro
ekisa kya Mukama. Those who help by the grace of God. When you call fire.
Muri oliro yagala Mukama.
To love
kitali kirala.
And nothing else.
Malaika genda.
And say angel just go.
Bayambi.
You help them.
Bade tibakwogedde
ko tibakumanya. They don't know you. Go.
Naji olumuna
ayambi. The pipes coming by.
Nechi bara ya nchichi.
But it's been rare. It's rarely happening.
Kubanga nabo babeeronga bagala okubalagira.
They want to come.
Iranga baga tubateke
mbole. They want us to involve them in this fight.
Kubanga mukubikuru abi
mbiri
mpaka munana.
2:7-8. Play the apostle John. We are workers with you.
Aba kwata chigambo.
Hold the word of God.
Kati abantu bokola nabo
atabaita mumulimu. Don't call them to work.
Nokenda mukuite emiriro ngabo to bayise.
Fire and you've not called them.
No iromulira.
It's a fire.
Naga manze te wampise.
You say you didn't call me. You call it yourself. I wonder where it has been coming from.
Fire.
At times we moved.
They
have put us demons fresh. In the school of demons in the Mutundwe in Uganda. And when you see a dog pass you before, demon of adultery and fornication, fire it.
Fire.
Fire. And you get anointing oil. We had bottles of anointing oil with spray.
Church,
what had happened on us?
I don't
understand it at all.
Even
weapons we hold not powerful. When you see those aunts, their aunts which come in homes, compound, say, demons have come. And you get a Bible out. I get the sword. That Bible you see it. If you just hold it physical, it's going to help you nothing. You can even sleep, put it under your mattress. Demons will beat you the entire night with your Bible. That Bible becomes powerful. When words in you, they have turned to be within you. But putting it just there. Burn it and it finishes. Gaddafi stepped on the Bible here. Those who had power of the word. We prayed a prayer worthy for him. And they dragged him like a dead dog. But Bible.
I have
the sword of the word of God. I attack. Demons first tell you. You hold even your Bible well. Jesus, we know him. Even Paul. Who are you? With your Bible, they speak that to you. And they slap you. And you forget where the Bible has fallen. Because you don't quote anything within it, you don't know them. And they know the power in them when they come from you and command the Holy Spirit and angels. And they fulfill those words coming from you.
For
God watches over words
of
the mouth of his ministers. Not as they are in the Bible, but when they have come from it, get in you. Now it is like this. According to Revelation 14:18, there's an angel in charge of fire. And it's not one. It's the third group. And when you call them concerning any fire, just speak. Go in the midst of Kelubim. Call them altar of God. Set fire. And they move to Ezekiel 10. Let's read it there. We hear verse 1-5. Ezekiel 10 from verse 1.
Awo ne ntunula era laba mu bbanga eryali waggulu w'omutwe gw'abakerubi ne walabika waggulu waabwe ng'ejjinja erya safiro ng'embala ey'ekifaananyi eky'entebe. Olwokubiri n'agamba omusajja ayambadde bafuta n'ayogera nti, yingira wakati wa bannamuziga abeetooloola abawulukuka wansi wa kerubi, ojjuze ebibatu byo byombi ebisiriiza eby'omuliro ebiva wakati wa bakerubi, obimansire ku kibuga. Awo n'ayingira nze nga ndaba. Olunya olwokusatu, era bakerubi baali bayimiridde ku luuyi olw'ennyumba olwa ddyo. Omusajja bwe yayingira, ekire ne kijjuza oluggya olw'omunda. Olunya olwokuna, ekitiibwa kya Mukama ne kiri nnyo okuva ku kerubi ne kiyimirira waggulu ku mulyango gw'ennyumba. Ennyumba n'ejjula ekire, oluggya ne lujjula okumasamasa okw'ekitiibwa kya Mukama. Olunya olwokutaano, n'okuwuuma kw'ebiwawaakiro bya kerubi ne kuwulirwa okutuuka ne mu luggya olw'ebweru ng'eddoboozi lya Katonda omuyinza w'ebintu byonna bw'ayogera. Olunya olw'omukaaga, awo olwatuuka bwe yalagira omusajja ayambadde bafuta ng'ayogera nti, gy'omuliro wakati wa bannamuziga abeetooloola abawulukuka wakati wa kerubi, n'ayingira n'ayimirira ku mabbali ga nnamuziga. Olunya olw'omusanvu, awo kerubi n'agolola omukono gwe ng'ayima wakati wa bakerubi eri omuliro ogwali wakati wa bakerubi, n'atwalako n'aleetako n'aguteeka mu mikono gy'oyo ayambadde bafuta. Oyo n'agutoola n'afuluma.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
Malaika oyo,
that angel,
wosome mu Ezekiel 10.
That read in Ezekiel 10. Nyolosoka paka lwa 8. Verse 1-8.
Webagamba okuyingira mu masekati ga bakerubi.
Spoke him enter in the midst of the cherubims.
Atoola omuliro.
To pick fire there.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Era kerubi n'atoola.
The cherubim got fire.
N'omukono gwe gumu.
With this one hand.
N'asitula. Omanyi kerubi abeera n'omukono munene nnyo.
Kerubim has a big hand.
Yatoola n'omukono gumu.
Picked fire with one hand.
N'agukwasa malaika ono.
Handed the fire to the angel of fire. He carried with his two hands.
Naye omuliro gwasituze mikono ebiri.
Fire is carried with two hands.
Malaika.
An angel.
Ubagwocha Sodom and Gomorrah.
It burns down Sodom and Gomorrah.
You know ansi.
All of it is burnt down.
Erabe malaika bawulira abayocha Sodom and
Gomorrah. Angels you hear who burnt Sodom and Gomorrah.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Kati atola omuliro.
Now we get fire.
Ebyaddala kutola omuliro.
Getting fire.
So si bino byemala.
Not this you.
Ah, muliro.
Get fire.
Kati simanyi.
I don't know now.
Oba olagirani atoro muliro.
You command who to get fire.
Esale mwatiranga okujiwa.
That's where you always had it.
Muliro musumba agamba.
Feel the fire say.
Toro muliro.
Get fire.
Aba agamba ni atora.
He is speaking to who to get fire.
Kale bigabo byasingani bwana
byogerebwa. What we have found and they were spoken.
Naye malaika ogutwaye mu kubikuliwa.
The angel seen in
14:18
in charge of fire.
Tusome mu Ezekiel.
It's written in Ezekiel.
Kumionyoshoka pako lwa 8.
Ezekiel 10 verse 1-8.
Ayambadde bafuta.
Clothed the linen.
Ngayingira masikati gaba kerubi.
Enters in the midst of cherubims.
Kerubi natoro omuliro kuva ku chondo cha Mukama.
Gets fire from the altar of God.
Katika mbatu bya malaika.
Put to the palms of this angel.
Kati ba malaika babera ne chetuita. Balls.
Those angels hold balls. Balls.
Those
balls, they pack their fire in them. You know, he doesn't get consumed of fire.
olabanga waliwo n'abantu abagudde
mumuliro
oyagalabawonyezibwa
omulirokubanga
ate tuno otuliro
twokunsi
tetwaka nakwaka
era netwokya
eri malayika
oyoba
guli omuliro gwe twogerao gwe bajja ku
kyoto kya mukama
tegumanyi gwe gwokya bubi nnyo bw'oba omanye eddungu lya
Sahara Desert Kalahari Desert
we wali Sodomu ne
Gomora before
n'obudungudungu obuliranye obwali bubuga
bwayo
baayokya
ensi neyeefuukuuleeta
meters kwegamba miles
ezisigaweerako ddala wansi
guliguba muliro nga gwokya nnyo
kamaliolaba
oguyiwa ku
muzimu
batonyezako
katonnegusigala
nga guwaka kukkirira
kugumalawo omubiri gumala
kumalawo kye bagugambye
nti malawo kino yaguliyoka guzikira gets stopped.
Gubanga omuliro omulamu
nga gulina ebiragiro. A living fire which follows commands.
Era nga namu abantu omutera okulagirira
omuliro gwa Mungu. Command your fire.
Waliwo lwe mba mwokya ebintu.
The times you're burning.
N'ogusaliza n'ogulagirira.
You make a boundary that it has to pass here.
Muliro guli awo guli mu sulfuric
acid. Fire in form of sulfuric acid.
Agutoolayo.
He gets it there.
N'apakira mu kibya.
And packs in the bowl.
N'akisiba mu kibwa
tu side. And puts it in the waste this side and this side.
N'ayita nagugu. Ogambira. Malaika wa muliro.
Angel of fire. Burn demons. He gets a portion. Burn.
Atoolayo nga atoolayo
bomb. Gets like getting a bomb and throws it. Another.
N'ekufuuduka emisinde n'omuliro gwagwo. N'agugoba tekukumala
okwo. And that's enough. Another.
Bino bye mukanyoga bomu
nezibaluka. Yeta kanyoga bomu. Akanyoga muliro. He doesn't throw a bomb. He throws fire.
Asoka na kuzinga
mkabu. He first wraps it in a ball and throws it.
Kati ntalu zinyu mezo.
Now spiritual warfare is interesting.
Atinga zadala kuwewa malaika
badala. They are real for angels are real.
Yomu ntu asemba yobu utamusi.
Last dafted person in the world.
Atake iranga malaika
jiba. Understand angels are there.
How
is not dafted like that? Don't you realize angels are there? Those they speak of are their stories?
If
angels do them, if they are not done, means angels are not there.
Even
one dafted
them,
they know angels are there. How more you taught by the word?
The one
counted in those understanding in the midst of the world
for
believing the word of God.
Speaks if you
reject the word of God. What wisdom is in
you? We
who believe the word.
Let's
do it as it is.
There is an
angel of fire. You call it.
And
don't go there. Blow fire yourself.
And
become a dragon.
Fire.
Fire. You blow fire yourself.
Kakati njagale sala kuluno mukama ngabo atuigirizo
okugasa.
Ngole sala ngazi ku standard.
Prayer on standards.
Iyo bwa katonda.
Of God.
So siku yingira musala
ya luta. The prayer of warfare.
Agarwa dola bagod
gamu omuntu. Blesses are striking someone.
Chusa mukono gamba kale manyi.
You said now I know.
Moyo omuntu kuvu. Kuri kutanga mafulu
onya. As anointing to heal.
Kuri kutanga mikeja mazamara.
Flow as of living waters.
Kuri kutanga amanyi.
Flow as power. But today.
Tuchirekere ba malaika bo muliro.
Lift your fire.
Ochega na agarwa.
Burn the sicknesses.
Oraba bayunga magumba.
See they join up.
Na muliro ogwo gwenye.
Broken and it's the same fire doing it.
Abasema na fwe ku binya malaika mu Yerusalemu.
Groups of angels in Jerusalem.
Wano tubayita ko
kungu.
They
study all their works that they do. They join up broken bones
and
they create bones.
You know
what they did to the rivers of Moses? The rod of Moses in the Exodus. Exodus 4. Throw down your rod. Turn it into snake. Put your hand in the chest. Turn it into rock.
He
turns into fire. Angel of fire was burning a bush. And the bush never gets consumed.
The fire
commands burn. You make it burn. Now burn.
You
build up bones. He commands it what to do.
He's
the one with charge of the fire.
You
heard that word.
has authority on the fire. He is not the fire himself. The fire is God.
Now,
God gave him that authority.
It's
written in Revelation 14:18. He has charge over the fire. He commands it to whatever
is
burn cancer. It burns only cancer. And you get just heated on the power
day.
It did not feel
constipated.
I'm not bent.
You
know, I was on the bush lighting. The bush is on fire. The fire on the bush. It's not getting Moses watches. The bush is not getting consumed. What form of fire? Is
that?
I hear it make noises, fire. But there is no consumption of fire. And the bush is green, yet fire on it. The angel is right there. The one who owns to command fire what he wants it to do. But on demons, it has to burn them. Don't worry, they felt a problem. Demons which were at Sodom and Gomorrah, himself, they sent angels of fire. And they got fire. They came with them in the palms of them.
They
even put them in their balls. They came with their hands holding the fire. And they threw on the city. It rained on the city.
That's how you see church. I don't know.
Our weakness is not being told. If we would have burned Satan long time and demons, we would have been with holy angels now. But now see, teaching the angels are no more working. Teaching the Holy Spirit no more. I don't know who is working. Maybe them. You see a problem like that.
So,
in the Genesis 19, those angels of fire themselves, they burned Sodom and Gomorrah.
Means
can command fire in the spiritual world or in the physical world. You want to burn shrines? Don't go with matchbox. First, call those of fire to burn. It is to burn the shrine. Let it light fire and no one has put it on it. Those you want to burn with matchbox and you lighten shrines with matchbox, and demons made you fall mad. But if you are commanded by God,
command
the spiritual world burns everything.
See,
if you lighten with the matchbox,
you're
going to burn what's finished. But your shrines where we don't reach,
angel
fire, you lighten them.
Uganda
is going to be beyond. But this nation is
called.
No other nations.
We
shall just come once.
If God has spent
whether a week or 3 days, we pray one package of fire. You light 10 fire on our shrines in Uganda, everywhere. After we lighten them,
you
hinder all enemies not attack you, because they will know it's you prayed their shrines to be burnt.
Even the ones they believe them, they believe angels are there. They may not differentiate fallen and rightful angels. They believe angels are there. We don't want just to believe.
We shall take them in the other scripture. Angels, you to believe you're there.
Faith without works, they'd
come and manifest, appear to us.
You have to
learn prayer.
And you
persuade God that he throws things far.
Satan is
going to persuade God until he's given him job. How
do
we insist on God to give us angels to manifest? We get out scriptures. Lord,
in the
presence of angels,
And you created them. And they sang together in Job 38:7. We give you glory and honor for that.
Hebrews 12,
22,
23 says,
Jerusalem,
Jerusalem is the city, you built it, thousands of angels, and they are there, together with the Holy Ones, thousands of angels,
according
to Revelation, chapter
5,
11,
100
trillions are there, Lord, we believe your
word,
to be given righteousness, it's written, faith comes from hearing,
and
hearing your word, we believe, in Lord,
you fulfill
your word. Oh Lord,
they are
sent
to come to inherit
salvation.
1:14.
Lord, you sent them and you made them pillars of fire. You made them wings and we could not see them. But O King of Kings, you say
that
we shall see the Spirit
according
to John 14,
who
is in us.
And
we understand him.
Lord,
we understood angels as they manifest physical.
But faith
without works,
it is dead.
It's you said James, chapter 2.
We pre-manifest
them physical.
But
they will not be first to us. They will not be first to us, O Lord. They came to Mary physical. And she saw them physical. They came to Gideon.
Narabikira Yosua
namugabo
mudumizi wa jiri amkama
atuse
nafu etwaga
bana bisibe mulwa manifest physical
iyo nayo ndoza chetaga kumanya
it needs knowledge
era chetaga biroji
needs
kumanya biro
knowing seasons
dikatusoburushaba
mukama we can pray Lord
wakati uraba
for now you see
iyo kulemerwa kusaba ninga tachisoboka
pray it it's possible
kubale tabana bisibe
to bring the manifest physical.
They
visited Abraham and they ate Lot. We too want to eat, dine with them.
Yes.
Praise Jesus much. Let's read in the Genesis
19.
See angel fire. How they burnt Sodom and Gomorrah. Which
means
that when they can command fire not appear physical world, still they can make it manifest physical. Just as them two can manifest. Genesis 19 from verse 23.
Enjuba yalinge mazo kuvayo kunsi. Luti boyatuka muzowali. Olabiri mwenya. Mukama nali okatonyesa ku Sodoma ne Gomora omuliro nechibiriti ngabiva muguru. Olabiri mwetano. Nasule bibigo ebyo. Nolusenyiro na. Nabo bonna abantu ulanga mu bibuga. Nebyo ebyamera kutaka. Onyo olabiri mu mukaga. Naye mukazi we natunule nyuma. Natunule nyuma we ngamuvako enyuma nafuka empaje yomunyo
yes yebazi we
praise Jesus
okumanya omuliro guno guba mukambo
proof this fire is very wild
malaika omuli wabata yagadde gujeri ku choto cha
angel of fire is the one get it from altar of God
halagira agenda ali kunjuba
he goes on to the sun
wanga enjuba ili moru nyata
for in the sun there is hailstorm
natura ku
it gets from that fire. But they burnt Sodom. All the deserts. All the. You know there is water into a swamp. But they burn a swamp and as if there's never been water there.
It,
water lightens fire on it.
That
fire is so extreme. Though you are, for example, if it's burning up Kampala City,
and
gotten out of Kampala, you are in Mukono.
But at the end of it,
if you turn look behind, it leaks to burn you. You turn into something else.
It's
so extreme in burning.
In
all what I'm trying to bring you understand. Our journal of heaven moved in the Bible. And we are in the rim below. The fourth created the heaven.
Point
this fifth point. Or the fourth and the fifth.
Began
to show us principalities. Satan and his fallen angels.
who appear as demons of clans. And there are three bases.
Us
to see the way we're going to fight them. It's been given us. The
John
of Heaven moved in the Bible. Moving in the Bible doesn't mean I was standing on it. In the Bible, and I'm moving in it.
You
see the Bible and its truth. The scriptures of truth, how they are. Now, in the time passed, as church, we did things.
We
had no light of them in knowledge. But not in knowledge.
Bible speaks
in the Romans is saying
that
you have the zeal for God, but not in understanding Him, not in knowing Him, and you get zealous of something.
But
to pray as you prayed, you got zealous.
What
you did was not in knowledge. You remember? You first speak with your neighbor. You prayed how many times? You got zealous, right, but you did it in ignorance.
And
things become hard.
And that
God who never answers you, what happened to Him?
At
times you got angered.
You
separate yourself in a bush and you quarrel with God.
God,
what happened to you? Because you are in heaven.
Is
Satan no more is there? You sent Him on us on earth. He torments us. And he tells you to help us. You don't come out. And he answers these angels. That one, I
told
them sit in the council of my words. They refused.
You
teach them to profit.
Now
speaking words not worthy.
Now you
see they need to be beaten even. But have mercy on them. Forgive them of foolishness and ignorance in the words they speak of me. It forgives you. Yet that you, they are speaking and what you quarrel, there is no wisdom in it. Once we can beat you,
Job
reaches grumbling, asking God what had happened. He beat him.
He's
added pain on him.
Job
spoke in Job by the Spirit of God.
23
is said. Job 23
is
said. Even today my mama rang. His rebellion.
It is
covered. He murmured over things not right.
And
said because the agony added on me
it's
more than my murmuring.
If
you were the throne of God and the place of His dwelling and I gather meaningful words and I take them to Him
and
wait to see what He answers me,
you
think He would have rejected me? No.
But
He would have answered me.
Now,
times you prayed wasted your time. Many times we don't pray much here in this time. For we would have prayed for what?
The
time of ignorance has been on us.
Instead,
be silent in the presence of the Lord.
That
first teaches us what to speak.
We
speak only meaningful words
and we make
meaning which is in the world. Let's repeat for us.
Genesis chapter 19
from verse
23. Luti boyatuka muzowali. Olabiri mwenya. Mukama naliokato nyesa ku Sodoma ne Gomora omuliro. N'ekibiriiti nga biva mu ggulu. Olabiri mwetaano. N'asuula ebibuga ebyo. N'olusenyi lwonna. N'abo bonna abaatuulangamu mu bibuga. N'ebyo ebyamera ku ttaka. Olabiri mwomukaaga. Naye mukazi we n'atunula ennyuma we ng'amuvaako ennyuma. N'afuuka empagi ey'omunnyo.
Praise Jesus much.
That
she turned into a pillar of salt.
So to
let's work with these angels of fire. And they too can work with us. According to Revelation chapter 16 and the verse
7.
They move on to speak of this angel. And these angels, mostly of fire,
and got
best of the devils in the
ocean.
And
burns the throne of Satan there.
And powers
fire with great agony on it. Let's read we
here.
Revelation 16 in the verse
7. Mukama Katonda, omuyinza w'ebintu byonna, gy'amazima era gy'ensonga emisango gyo.
Even the altar is living. That altar where they get fire, it is also living. It's there to fashion fire. It's the altar of God. Don't lighten matchbox fire.
Send
angel of fire to get fire to burn demons.
All
villages where you first dwelt every place.
The
shrines in the village. Shrines like religions. Religions have demons. They are called saints. If you reach in the prayer,
they
burn them and no more make any miracle. And they go to Namugongo shrines. And it is smelling. Praise Jesus. The altars of wizards.
Say,
angel of fire, you know what? Altars of wizards. Go put
super.
A super fire there. As they come to worship them, and demons will slap them. What form of fire you light and slap them? You can change the altar of a wizard. You say, angel of fire, get fire from the altar which is living. Go put fire on the altar of wizards. Demons coming to get heated on the fires.
They are
spoken in Job 24. They go in the clefts in the night. And they get cold naked in the night. In the morning they wake up, tell them lighten altars of fire. In the evenings, as they lighten the fire, and the angel of fire put the original fire there. As they come to get heated on the fire.
Well,
this fire is not to be heated on it. Who will lighten this fire today? Chief wizard, come here. And they come on the head. Slap him. Grandfather, stop you lighting this fire. we can put fights among themselves. Between demons and the wizards. That's what it means, put confusion in the enemy camp. And they fight among demons and sorcerers turn against each other. Now a wizard has to do what there? He too has to run where he will seek refuge. Demons have turned against him. All demons in religions. All we haunt them from there. In their false religions. Even those in fake salvation. In the false prophets. Demons they used to define it. All fire consuming them. The pulpit of false prophets. It needs the fire to be on them. He enters with demons. And they see a fire, they get out of him. This time he does all gymnastics of his like that. They have run away.
He needs
to experience that fire. Others will begin to struggle. The pulpit fire is on me. The one who's been a pastor. When goes the dark ocean get power of darkness.
Break
altar of God which speaks
to
fashion enough fire to give it angels of fire
they
camp in Uganda final work on planet Earth based here on our camp command angel of armies spread the world
and
they go work as the prayer will be
what
the Spirit has guided us.
Mm-hmm.
We shall
reach the altar when we stand in Jerusalem. In this our channel
of heaven.
In the rim above where the three heavens.
The
first heaven is the city of
Jerusalem
God. Jerusalem of heaven. See the cherubims there.
In
that altar we shall study of it. And the lake of fire begins there. If you refuse to come from evil sins, that altar lake of fire begins there.
It gets
from the original lake of fire above the heavens. Original lake of fire, you know it? That is God.
Sends
that fire through Seraph number 6.
Whom
we call spirit of fear of God. The altar 2 picks fire there.
It
brings in the city.
The
angel of fire picks fire there. Slices group as it is. Moses, they move on those of fire.
It,
they make them from that fire. And it's a fiery horse. As you see it there. To sit a demon on it.
Help
you demon sit. I ride you around.
Whose
salon you can't sit on it?
Church,
you've been lagging behind for one thing. We don't have knowledge. Command of God, the greatest command in the entire Bible.
Say,
go make all nations disciples.
So si bagoberezi
babo followers who do nothing.
Banga Mataya abiri munana
28:18-20.
Agamugene mfurama anga gona
abayigiriza. Go make all nations disciples. Teach them all I commanded you.
Banga ndiwa munamu.
I am together with you to the very end.
Tewetaga kuba mugoberezi wa Yesu.
Be a follower of Jesus.
Banga sibi yatutuma.
For it's not what he sent us for. Followers don't reach in heaven.
Wetaga kuba muigiriza wa Yesu.
Be a disciple of Jesus.
Aize ebya Kristo byonanga bilinga ekigambo
kiri. Both things of Christ how they are and the word.
The
problem we found,
we did not
know the things how they are.
We entered
in the army of God. We are in the war.
I
wonder how guns look like. Whether they fight how.
If we enter
a prayer of warfare,
if
we attack Lucifer.
Lucifer
beat the church. I speak of Satan himself and his demons. They reach to capture church.
Demons
divinating within church. As if just come. Lady. God loves you. That car you saw in him. It has demons haunting it. He will give you a new one. When you're buying it,
there's
a man who had put a cag on it. Closed fan glasses standing
aside.
That was a demon. Yet it's the demon on the head. It saw you buying that car. Now the problem, church as I speak,
was
captured the greatest part of it. Don't just there everyone
the church.
Some are synagogues of Satan.
They have demon
divinating.
It's not that
you are there following.
I just
did that they tell you.
Now,
Akati,
we are going to stand. We are going to call fire 7
Mokenda
times. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
7 times.
Emirundi musanvu.
In the spiritual world,
moyo,
like in Israel,
nga mu Israel,
7 times
is
very important.
Chimikulu nyo.
Kati mubuza, it important
ask
how.
Him important how.
Now stand up.
Call. Yita.
Fire.
Mulido.
Start.
Tandika. And you two stand up. And you make noise. And you go back to your homes. We come from prayers. And God looks at you. Look at my children. They suffer. They need an apostle.
Is this
the why it's one sent? Yeah, but you suffered. jerrycans of water you carry from the other prophet who is false. That you've taken security. Jerrycans of water. It's you carrying yourself. That's going to keep you protected. You carry your protection yourself.
And
you hide it, they don't steal it. They shouldn't steal your holy water.
No guru katamba.
You buy a handkerchief.
No katika musa
you put in your pocket that
protects. And
angels wonder.
Mwana wa
katona. We have no jobs to do.
Katamba la kaveko. Ask
God, we come serve you.
Ngorinamukatamba.
If you have a handkerchief for protection. And thus you had coins in your pocket. The pastor anointed it. Now you had.
Bonus,
if you have a demon attachment on yourself. And it's a handkerchief. You are a wizard. A handkerchief, you trust it, you don't throw it away. You have a photo of your prophet.
Or that
apostle, or pastor who is false. You have a demon attachment. Instead of trusting God on a demon attachment.
There's
someone who moves with a bottle. That's of anointing. They have a demon attachment. It's right there with them. Instead of trust, Holy Spirit flow like a they are on the bottle.
Kuyirizi.
Demon attachments. Many
people
again became sorcerers in where they don't understand. They understand most, now it's demons, mostly in Uganda. Names of demons. They know most in the way they look like. And when they see you,
come
a demon and you try to chew yourself. And they say, that's the demon of Nidasik. Those now, the border thing, they erred there like that. They have to pass it something. They don't trust the Bible.
They
decide power anointing within it that it becomes powerful. Some of you poured cooking oil in your Bibles.
Let me
see how it looks like.
Now,
you read it, you poured cooking oil, it began to melt. You know, when you pour cooking oil into the Bible papers, the letters begin to get disappearing. I don't know.
Despite
had been born again mad. And you get your book.
You
put oil in it. How
when
you read it, it looks like that. It smells funny.
You read
to open the Bible, it smells things.
It
smells like demons. Have you seen clothing of the shrines? They have that funny smell.
You
pour oil in the Bible. It smells like those rugs of the shrines. You open, you don't want to read it. Some oil we told you they got from the ocean. The one who read the Bible understands it. Since you poured it, you no more understand the Bible.
Every
time you open it, you slip like that. When you open something clothing, you feel slip. Are you no more understand? Now born again. Time has come we trust God and His army.
So sina yirizi.
It's not demon attachments.
Murokoro musanga yateka wedduka.
Born again, they put a shop.
Mulimu ekipande.
There is an image there.
Chanabi.
It's of the prophets. In the shop.
Eroru tuka mudduka.
When you reach the shop, they touch the photo of the shop. I pray a blessing of the prophets. You are corrupted in the head. Believe God, you fail. You need to repent, get back to God. You trust His Holy Spirit
and the
angels He puts to serve us. Find born again, they want land. And they go collect soil from someone's land. And they take it to be prayed for. Born again. The angel knows the land you want where it is. Don't collect another's land. Stop sorcery. You need to collect soil there. If they find you with the soil of another's land,
you say,
I'm going to use it for what? Desiring a woman, and they collect soil of the feet, take the prophet. If you love them, the Lord, to light, them, to light new temple manifest before them. Yes.
But
I have to rent there.
No, you're
you collect soil from there.
No, you are not
put it in your home.
Sabida.
You pray for it. I have to rent in this place.
Born again, in spite
of principalities,
reached
confused people, they fell mad. And they began witchcraft.
Satan himself
commanding them now, do this. You know, if you cause the army of your enemy to fall mad, you can take them everywhere you want.
Let's
finish in Revelations.
Revelation 16:8.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. And the fourth. What is ball on the sun? And there appeared a scorching upon men. Fire can go use the fire of the sun.
These
spirits in the sky.
There
you hear the Holy Spirit tell you that angel of fire, his fire is finished with him.
But
the angel of counsel,
he said, direct
him, go to the sun.
He knows,
but because you are the commander in that moment.
Yes, yes, yes.
Praise Jesus. Fire is finishing.
Don't go to Jerusalem.
It will take time.
Get
fire from now, branch here. In the altar in the
get
fire from the sun.
Maybe
the
walk
you've captured hand link.
So
don't go back to Jerusalem. Fire is finished the vowel. Branch to the sun.
Get
fire there.
Anti we're a commander,
but you're a commander in the prayer
of
Holy Spirit has given you his office of leading. Not only all prayers as we pray
there,
where this be given the prayer of repentance.
Given
to pray your given office of Holy Spirit to lead.
Because
he leads and now you are leading,
he
guides you what you need.
He
leads you that you beat the one lead prayer.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Let's move on.
Revelation 16:9. Alina amanyi kubibonyo obonye ebyo nebatenenya okumuwa ekitiibwa. Olinyo lw'ekkumi. Owookutaano n'afuka ekibya kye ku ntebe ey'obwakabaka ey'ensolo. Obwakabaka bwayo ne buzikirizibwa ne beeruma ennimi zaabwe olw'obulumi. Olinyo lw'ekkumi n'olumu. Ne bavuma Katonda ow'omu ggulu olw'obulumi bwabwe n'olw'amabwa gaabwe. So tebenenya mu bikolwa byabwe.
You know, Satan will never repent. Even his demons. Even the human beings. Satan, they will no more settle.
They send
the Satan in the ocean.
It will be considered
armies of angels of fire. And they burn it.
So,
prayer should go far. In this prayer.
For prayer of warfare, to fight with municipalities, Satan and his fallen angels,
who
appears demons of clans.
Yes,
praise Jesus. If it's needed, even also
Sarah's,
the wizards who are wise, they
know what
changed their sons of Lucifer. Need to be burnt with fire.
Abaddon
can slap someone and they rot immediate.
And
body rots, they take capture to bind its spirit.
One of
fire can burn someone and they finish as you see.
The
wizards who want to go stand before us,
from
the day we've gone on the world map,
and
claim you stand with God. Me, I have come. Angel fire, burn them to finish as they see. And they burn them from there. They can even disappear and devour
worship.
But I want them when they see
there are
some people, normal humans,
those
going to put in this fight, burning, we shall burn them also.
The
apostle Mass is no more there.
You've
not yet seen people angry.
And
they come stand before you and you minister like here. Who is God? We have bewitched the entire world.
So
I bewitched him, he failed. If this I bewitched him, he failed. You two am to bewitch. You're
going
to bewitch who? Me? Okay. That doesn't need to fear them, for they have come from many holy ones of God. Those need to be burnt immediate, as they're spoken of here in the Acts chapter 12.
Others
needs to be slapped as they speak like God, like man in Western Uganda. What is his name? Bisaka.
Those
need to be spoken of. You burn slapping them. You send
Abaddon
to slap them to rot.
He
slapped them in the midst of their congregation. And you see how they scatter. Let's see this one they slapped.
Bikwa batume.
Ebikola bya batume esule ye 12 olunyiriri olwabiri.
Acts chapter 2 verse 20.
Bikwa batume esule ya 12 olunyiriri olwabiri mu rumu.
Acts 12 from verse 20.
Nasunguwalira nnyo abetulo n'abisudoni. Nebajja jali n'omwoyo gumu. Bwe bakwanagana ne Bulasito, omukulu w'omu nnyumba ya Kabaka, ne basaba okubawa emirembe. Kubanga ensi yaabwe eriisibwa bya mu nsi ya Kabaka. Olwabirimu olumu. Awo ku lunaku olwalaganyizibwa, Kerode n'ayambala ebyambalo eby'obwakabaka, n'atuula ku ntebe, n'abagamba ebigambo. Olwabirimu ebbiri. Abantu bonna ne boogerera waggulu nti eryo ddoboozi lya Katonda si lya muntu.
Owulidde.
Have you heard?
Kewude yatuuka n'ayogera.
Herod reached to speak.
Bane bagamba oyo Katonda.
And they say this is God.
Naboda bakano ka Bisaka n'abalala abali mu nsi.
Bisaka and other people in the world.
Abeeyita ba Katonda.
Who call themselves gods.
Tuddire mu kkoko olunyiriri olwo.
Ebikola y'abatume esula ye 12.
Acts chapter 12, verse 21.
Awo ku lunaku olwalaganyizibwa, Kerode n'ayambala ebyambalo eby'obwakabaka, n'atuula ku ntebe, n'abagamba ebigambo. Olwabirimu ebbiri. Abantu bonna ne boogerera waggulu nti eryo ddoboozi lya Katonda, si lya muntu. Olwabirimu essatu. Amangu ago, malaika wa Mukama n'amukuba, kubanga tawadde Katonda kitiibwa, n'aliibwa envunyu n'afa.
Oyo malaika wa geyeno.
Angel of hell.
Malaika Abaddon.
Angel Abaddon.
He smote him a slap.
Oli Katonda.
Told him you are God.
Ero domasi ya Katonda. Tumuri denga yogera yegwe.
Speak it's you.
Na ina agamba ndi Katonda.
It is from God.
Malaika mukama yali bali
yao. Angel of the Lord.
Yuki ne byali.
Remember those who asked the apostles.
Bali ne ba malaika bakola na
nabo. Angels work with them.
Biro bya gurumiza Katonda go bayo gurumiza.
By God you claim your God.
Malaika te yali na mugamba kati mochapo
yepi. Did wait to tell him slap.
Abatoni.
Abba don't slap him.
Never have you ever
and they saw mark goods and worms eat him up. And the worms eat him up. There are some of those.
They
don't need mercy at this time. To call themselves gods. We are going to send them Abaddon. Needs to shame them publicly. And the angel slaps you. And all people never sees the slap. It too feels it. Slap on you. And the worms begin to eat you. And people begin to see worms eat you up.
Ebikolwa by'abatume esula y'12 n'olunyiriri olwabiri mwenya.
Acts chapter 12 verse 24.
Naye ekigambo kya Katonda ne kikula ne kyeyongera yongeranga.
Kati olw'okuba ssaawa ya kigambo kya Katonda.
Time of the word of God.
Kukula mu bantu kubuna.
Grow in spreading the people.
Buli wafujjo.
Everyone
akolagana n'abamasezi.
And they work with principalities.
Satan wa malaika ba
Satan and his fallen angels.
Oba oli murogo.
Whether you are a wizard.
Oba wekwese mu bintu bya dini
n'ebigenda maso. Of religion moving on.
Oba oli mbi obulokozi eby'obulimba.
False salvation.
Ekisookera ddala.
First and foremost.
Tugenda kuyiganya emizimu gyonna gye mukolagana na
gyobubi. All demons you work with.
Ate bwe tunaakusiŋŋaana.
When we there find you.
Nga gwe omu kubeefuula Katonda mu nsi.
One of those who claim to be gods in the world.
Oba.
Oh.
Okwefuula omulabe w'obutuukirivu.
Claim to be an enemy of righteousness.
Onnanga otawo terugenda kuleka mabega.
When the fight and the war is not to leave you behind.
Lugenda naye kusanyawo.
It's going to destroy you.
Kubanga sawa ya kigambo cha mukama kukula na kulumira.
Word of God to grow and to spread. In the midst of people.
Katonda anaraga ekigambo chenga chikuru achitukiriza.
What greatly fulfills it.
Buli echachu andika munga akola.
Written in it it works.
Bya wandikwa bitya. Malaika na moto lina avunda.
Njagale
ekigambo echo kirabike.
I want that word to appear again.
Chitegerekente ekigambo changa cha
muzima. That my word is truthful.
Era muna banganga bibadonga mwongere okunywera.
Happened you get strengthened more.
Kubanga bamuyinza okugamba biki ebitandise
okujja. Some of you can ask what has begun to come.
Naye weekuumanga.
But you watch over yourself.
Kubanga naye wenyine wa mu nyumba bw'olifuuka omulabe.
Of the household if you turn an enemy.
Kiki ekiri kubaako.
What will happen on you?
Waliwo wano bano bamuzibirawo amaaso.
These were blinded eyes immediately.
Naye ngenda kulaga bamuziba
amaaso. I'm going to show you who blinded his eyes.
Mulimu baba mukubo.
There are some of them.
Bayina okubaako ebibatuukako.
They have things to reach on them.
Olw'obulogo obw'okulimba abaana ba Katonda.
The sorcery of deceiving children of God.
Nga ono Eruma ali
mu Bigwa 13. In the Acts 13.
Onyolo omuka.
In the verse 6.
Ebikolwa by'abatume esula ye 13 n'olunyiriri olw'omukaaga.
Acts chapter 13 in the verse 6.
Bwe bayita ku kizinga kyonna okutuuka epaafu, ne balaba omuntu omulogo, nabbi w'obulimba, Omuyudaaya, erinnya lye Balisa, olunnya lw'omusanvu, eyali awamu n'owessaza Omuruumi, Serugiyo Pawulo, omuntu ow'amagezi, oyo n'ayita Balunabba ne Sawulo, n'ayagala okuwulira ekigambo kya Katonda. Olunnya lw'omunaana, naye Eruma omulogo, kubanga erinnya lye bwe livuunulwa, n'awakana nabo, ngayagala okukyamya owessaza mu kukkiriza.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
Nabbi omulogo.
A prophet with a sorcerer.
Okusinira ku Batume 13.
Acts 13.
Mukaaga.
Verse 6.
Okutuukira ddala ku lw'omunaana lwe tukyasembyeyo okusoma.
Verse 8 we've just read.
Waliwo omusajja ali mugagga ayagala kuwulira kigambo kya Katonda.
Man was rich when he heard the word of God.
Awulira ekigambo kigenda mu maaso nga bw'okiraba leero.
What is moving on as you see it today.
Ati waliwo bannabbi abamu abakutte abaana ba Katonda. Prophets
holding children of God.
Ayagala awulira ekigambo. New generation kigenda mu maaso.
New generation is moving on.
Uganda kigenda mu maaso.
Uganda it's moving on.
Ayagala kuwulira.
They want to hear.
Nabbi omuloga amuga tolina gy'olaga.
Prophet and sorcerer say you don't go.
Osimbula ne kigere ogenda kufa.
Live a fit here you're going to die.
Musajja nasimbwa.
And the man moves.
Nabbi omulogo namugoberera.
The prophet follows him.
Nasinga nanga atanso seyalinga ekigambo.
Finally, he began to share the word.
N'abatume.
In the apostles.
Naziizo obutuukirivu n'alwana.
Righteousness fighting.
Kakati si buli nabbi nti abeera nabbi. Mulimu nabbi abalogo.
The prophet, they are prophets yet sorcerers. And they use witchcraft.
They
use the power of darkness.
They
use powers of the ocean. Of the underground.
And
the principalities in the sky. But what followed is this. On the prophet Elmer. Be on the many in the world. Those in learning the word of God. Those who failed many. To know light of the word of God.
Ebikolwa by'abatume esula y'13 n'olunyiriri olw'omunaana.
Acts 13 and verse 8.
Naye Eruma omulogo kubanga erinnya lye bwe livuunulwa n'awakana nabo ng'ayagala okukyamya owessaza mu kukkiriza. Olunya olw'omwenda naye Sawulo era ye Pawulo bwe yajjula Omwoyo Omutukuvu bwe yamwekaliriza amaaso olunya olw'ekkumi n'agamba nti gwe ajjudde obukuusa bwonna n'okukola obubi kwonna. Omwana wa Satan.
Waliwa abafusa abana ba Satan.
There are some turn to sons of Satan.
Ngatebachachuka.
So they're no more changing.
Ngabegatta yaddala ku Satan.
They joined long on Satan.
Muzibesis abweziri.
Their bases.
Zetusomieko.
Those we've read of.
Ngabibakuliro obyo buli ku.
They are in charge of the evils of the world.
Abali mu bantu.
They are in humans.
Bano bobe gena kolebwako bya kumisonywa.
To be worked on, you'll forgive me.
Yabo olira misale yolutalonga muri mugo tukona konti
bondi. Wofia that those we hit on.
Bamuliyewo kati.
That they take them away. Don't be surprised. Sometime back, I think last year,
there
are some people who are in this government and they were made to hinder our land. When we prayed, we said, Lord, everyone on the way, take them away. They died.
We'll
be able to work on the land.
Iranga watu deko ni mukurusi makura kuburi la bazi zange taki.
Seed of that, this
our
brother. All who hindered of that land, they died in that season. As they reached us, those who hindered them, they are away. They are taken. Some of them are not yet dead. And they chased them from leadership. You've understood him.
He's
the one who is in charge of police. Those were some of people on the lineup for that land. And Condit fighting for it. And they just get away. Get from the way of the Lord. Even remember when
we're
going to add another prayer. There is another.
We
prayed in the same time. We say, Lord,
those
born again and they are lying. We gathered the congregation of people and they are sinners. You expose them. And they exposed them. He was the alone who seemed to stand and claimed to preach righteousness. Yet is the thorn bush. Remember, we read the scripture and we were instructed. We said, Lord, expose him, we see him. And they exposed him. It works. It is working. Because you don't remember them. As we've seen here, they are Elmers. Sons of children of Satan. The enemy of
Christ.
And no matter what you do, they will never repent.
Now,
this angel of fire, he blinds the eyes, some of them. Some to fall mad.
They will never change.
They have a congregation of children of God out there. Others get poor. The poverty smell on them. As the toilet smells. Them to a field of unrighteousness. Someone say, Apostle.
We are
studying warfare. They study warfare. Do you study things of jokes? Do they fight with any jokes involved? If I was in another gospel, speak of being in Jerusalem, I wouldn't have spoken, but we are
studying
warfare and I'm praying in it.
But
we study, I pray. Someone gets angered of me, say, Apostle prays prayers, people are like that. And
then,
out there to pray for you, you get mad. Someone says, don't pay evil for evil.
Yes, chitufu.
Yes, it's right. If you don't pay evil for evil, evil reach a climax and they are worthy to be paid of their sins. And that's why you see
the
evil cast in hell in their seasons. God, has he paid them evil for evil? No. He's paid them as their works have been. And the season's over. Moving on to work. Seasons of those commit evils and they are finished no more there and they take you away. Let's finish here. Acts chapter 12 verse
13.
Acts chapter 13 verse 10.
Nagamba nti gwe ajjudde obukuusa bwonna n'okukola obubi kwonna, omwana wa Setaani, omulabe w'obutuukirivu bwonna, tolireka kukyamya makubo ga Mukama waffe amagolokofu. Olw'ekkumi n'olumu, kaakano laba, omukono gwa Mukama waffe guli ku ggwe, onooba muzibe w'amaaso nga tolaba njuba ebiro bingiko. Amangu ago ekifuna kimugwako n'enzikiza n'awammanta n'anoonya abantu abokumukwata ku mukono.
Ani yamugira amaaso?
Who blinded his eyes?
Malaika wa muliro.
Angel of fire.
Omukono gwa Mukama nga guyita mu malaika wa muliro.
The Lord through angel of fire.
Gwomanya byaba mu basika bake ekyokubiri mukaaga.
Second Kings chapter 6.
Wano wali ekibinja kya malaika wa muliro.
Where the group of angel of fire is.
Bwe bakyusa endaba y'abantu.
When they change the way people see.
Abaali balumbye nabbi Elisa.
Who attacked prophet Elisha. Let's read the second
verse.
As we prepare, we enter prayer of
worship.
Send angels of fire. Call men from heaven. Make camps in Uganda.
We
send them every wizard's
weather.
In every sorcerers.
False
religion. False prophets.
In the
past with fire.
Burning powers
of darkness. Sickness.
You know,
false prophets what they have done.
Is
demons cause sickness in people.
You
get money marked from you.
Second
Kings chapter 6 from verse 15.
Awo omuddu w'omusajja wa Katonda bwe yagolokoka enkya n'afuluma, laba, ejje n'embalaasi n'amagaali nga bizingizza ekibuga. Omuddu we n'amugamba nti, zitusanze, Mukama wange, tunaakola tutya? Olunyole 16, n'addamu nti totya, kubanga abali naffe bangi okusinga abali nabo. Olunyole 17, Erisa n'asaba n'ayogera nti, Mukama wange, nkwegayiridde. Omuzibula amaaso ge alabe. Awo Mukama n'azibula amaaso g'omulenzi n'alaba. Awo laba, olusozi nga lujjudde embalaasi n'amagaali ag'omuliro ageetoolodde Erisa.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
Kampu zino bamalayika bazikola mu nsi y'omuliro.
Camps, angels make them in the spiritual world.
Bamenga bwe tuli wano.
Just as we hear.
Ne bakolawo kampu.
And they make a camp here.
Ngwebate bakuzibudde maaso gamu tusobola kubalaba.
Open spiritual eyes, you can't see them.
Babikula maaso gana
Gehazi. Eyes of Gehazi.
Mara baba embarasi z'omuliro.
Those of horses of fire.
Amareka b'omuliro nga bakampinze wonna.
Encamped everywhere.
Twagala bajje bakampinge
mu Uganda. We want to come and camp in Uganda.
Then tandikwa basindika bakampinge mu mawanga gonna.
Camp in all nations.
Mutuna atandika ngo okusaba esala basimbule
busimbuzi. Prayer just move on.
Bwe basala yo mu America.
Prayer of America.
Abakola kampu mu America mu America mu Britain.
America angels move.
Mu Bungereza.
Those in England.
Europe by
them.
Asia mu zinga mulika fokonna.
Island every place.
Tuitaga okampu za America.
We need camps of angels.
Yes, you
must praise Jesus.
There's
no groups meant to be seven.
The
time we studied those in warfare, 3 to 4 groups. Let's hear.
Basekabaka ekyokubiri esula eyomukaga n'olunyiriri ole 18.
Second Kings chapter 6 verse 18.
Awo bwe baserengeta gyali Erisa n'asaba Mukama n'ayogera nti, nkwegayiridde ziba amaaso g'abantu bano. N'aziba amaaso gaabwe ng'ekigambo ky'Erisa bwe kyali. Olinyole 19. Elisa n'abagamba nti, lino sirye kubo, lino sirye kubo, sone chino, si kye kibuga. Mungoberere, nange n'abatu sirye omusajja gwe munoonya.
Aha. Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
Kuruno ndi yabaziba maso kubanga tebalaba.
Damn, it didn't blind them eyes for they don't
yabati
see.
Yabati usamaso gabwe.
It turned their eyes.
Mukube lyonga bona abojjawo ngokirire
mama. Where as will come slope down
in his head.
You knew the way very well.
Maso gone galaba nga siri eri.
I see that this is not the way.
No musajja gwono nyanga gwoli naye.
The man you look for is the one you are with.
Na yengo olaba omusajja yakadiweda.
See a very old man.
Ngenda babe bajiwanyishiza.
The way you see was exchanged.
Mulimba nabya obulimba.
They are false prophets.
Nabagenda kumakunganiro gabo.
Go to their synagogues.
Badabenga jibagenda siji bagenda mukibira.
And this way they go is the forest.
Bamulindo omwezi gumwe ebiri.
Wait them 1-2 months.
Ngachavuga moto kanonya je
kunganiro jeri. To drive a car seek the way to their synagogue.
Tugena tumejira ba malaika.
At the send of angels.
Atenga tubaita.
And as we call them.
Tugena kola gana nyune ba malaika bibiru na ebisera. Malaika be bipimo.
Angels of season and time of the scale.
Ekibinya kiri ekyokona.
That fourth group.
Ekibera mu lutalo
luno. Which is in this war.
Abogerwa ko mukubikulirwa.
Spoken in Revelation.
Sulene yo
mukaga. Chapter 6.
Verse 5 and 6.
These are there to count for
us.
Need which form of weapons?
Those
we fight are how many? Demons
are
how many? Those attack Uganda, how many
are they?
You need an army of holy angels to what numbers?
You
need to pray for how long? In how many minutes? How many days? Angels of the scales are involved in them. How we fight principalities.
Between
the three we read of.
Cause
them bound in the bottomless pit. The prison of God. Hell. Let's read we hear.
Revelation chapter 6
verse 5.
Bweyabembula akabonero akokusatu ne mpulira ekiramu ekyokusatu nga kyogera nti jangu. Nendaba era laba. Embalasi enzirugavu. Neyali atuddeko ng'alina ekigera mu mukono gwe. Olunyo lw'omukaaga. Ne mpulira ng'eddoboozi wakati w'ebiramu ebina nga lyogera nti ekiyi ky'eŋŋaano kya dinaali n'ebiyi bisatu ebya sayiri bya dinaali amafuta n'omubisi so tobyonoona.
Yes, you ever see.
Praise Jesus much.
One of the Christ Leo Mukaga.
In Revelation 6, verse 5 and 6,
Batulaga Malaika
Wimpi. Show us angel of scales in this group.
Yes, you ever see.
Praise Jesus.
Yeah,
count time of season and every measure of everything. Work as doctors in treating. Measure body temperature.
No, could I be taking a kubira movie?
Things on what they be in your body. In the same time, you know to measure what we need. In all ways. Times of things.
Here in
Ecclesiastes 3, verse 1-2, everything has time and seasons.
And
every word. Then they count time and those seasons. And they have gadgets.
Has
different measuring weapons. They can come, even though demons which are in Uganda.
In
army we shall be in need of the holy angels. They come in
the
vision and say, you know what?
Uganda,
50,000 demons. Or there are 3 million demons.
Now
you make the prayer like this and that.
Be
able to push them.
Things
of warfare like that.
You
have understood them before. Let's read Revelation 11. Verse 1-3.
We
will see these angels of scales.
Revelation 11 verse
1.
Nempebo olumuli olufanana ng'omuggo. Malaika ng'ayogera nti, golokoka, ogereye ekalu ya Katonda, n'ekyoto, naba sinzi zamu. Olunyo luo kubiri. Noruja oluri yeweru wa yeka alu luleke yeweru. Soto lugera. Kubanga luawe wabama wanga. Nechibuga echitukufu. Bali chiri nyirira emyezi amakumi ya namu ebiri.
Yesu yebazibu.
Praise Jesus.
Malaika yalino olumuri olugera.
Angel who had a measure and read.
Siru muri unorua abulidyo.
Not the read usual read.
Uli olumuri oluteka wano.
The other read put it here.
Norugama mburire Uganda yinkana
chomu. And you tell me the size of Uganda.
Nerujibala.
And it measures it.
Enamba nezidukao.
Numbers run.
Nuga mburire abantu bali wameka
mburire. Tell me how many people are in Uganda. It counts you for
that.
Gadgets, angels of scales, how? And they count randomly. The men, the women, the children. Those died at three. And they were buried. You are joking.
So
tell me how many demons are in Uganda.
We
found how many? Demons and these ones.
They
will be bound. Why is this not bound? They have those retaining them. And they are humans.
You leave it to them to make
in their seasons.
We cut them off here and there.
They do sure and reach.
They've
given house of wizards to be there. You have your demon in your house. Bring in the other territory. Speak an angel pass with the measuring rate.
An
angel of fire will follow you behind.
And he passes
a hedge of fire. You think it's something small? Don't you see you build walls on your houses?
But
John only has a hedge. When the thief comes, you'll find it there.
Demons
which will have handled.
What
find that hedge?
Say,
when they enter to steal me and I call them, what would I have done? Talk with God and you don't hear his speech and they take the
word.
If they steal me, don't
claim.
But he puts signs to prove it's there. According to Zechariah chapter 2, verse 1 and 2,
prepare
to enter prayer of warfare. Speak this on angels of scales. If you want land, tell them go measure you that land. Don't go correct it in someone's land and reach in the counsel of God.
Let
your house be this and that, in this place and the other, and do this and that, and they measure them, and they bring provision, reach you and do all those, as the promise of God is. Let's read we hear.
Zekaria esule yokubiri n'olunyiri olusooka.
Zechariah chapter 2 and verse 1.
Nenyimusa amaaso gange n'entunuulira. Era laba. Omuntu ng'alina omugwa ogugera mu ngalo ze. Olunyiri olwokubiri. Nenjogera nti ogenda waggwe. N'angamba nti okugera Yerusaalemi ndaba obugazi bwakyo bwe buli n'obuwanvu bwakyo bwe buli. Olunyiri olwokusatu. Era laba. Malaika yayogera nange navayo ne malaika omulala navayo kumusinkana.
Bali ababiri bali bazze okusinkana ono wa
wipima. Two had come to meet this one, the third.
Malaika wipima abayitamu.
Angel of scales passed through. Michael
Abaddon nabo omuliro nga nabo bagoberera.
Fire, we are following him.
Batira kuyita bana bana
mu. Usually pass 4-4 in this war.
Ne wanku badde bawera dola ka trillion ibekezo.
Now they are.
Gata Abaddon
billion
2000
billions.
Michael trillion,
25 trillions. Those of fire, 25. And those of
cancer.
They move in the speed of the black horse. They pass through moving on working.
They
measured Uganda.
They
attack Africa.
They need
to encamp in this way.
So,
now this day, that's why we pointed up that our point, the fourth and the fifth, speak of principalities,
Satan
and his fallen angels, in
their
three bases.
And
the way we are to fight them, on the other day, back to see the beginning of the journey, the planet habitable Earth, and the other nine planets, together with things
briefly in them. But we stop, move on, launch in the river above. Sunday we begin on planets.
We
see secrets on this world,
which
held by four angels and the many others. And the many other nine planets. But let's first stand up. We cannot close like that. Not angels of fire. And we go even in prayer. Warfare sending them.
Bath
through to burn. The demons. Powers of darkness. The sickness of devils. Father Almighty, King of Kings, we glorify you, give you glory and honor. See, O God,
as
told us first,
and based
in Isaiah,
chapter
48,
17,
that see I am the Lord, teaching you to prophet, and to show you the way you are to head to. O Lord Almighty,
if
you today, come
to
the man in your house, as you proclaim, the microphone, that don't
start.
As they come on the mountain of the house of God to be taught by God. God, we
follow
your Holy Spirit right from morning
and
prepare
you to
teach us as it is written according to John 14, 26. That the Holy Spirit, the comforter, when he will come, he will teach you all. He will lead you all. He will teach us to
profit
as today, O God.
We
take your faith, all be O God, as it is written Romans 17. The faith
that
comes from hearing,
the
hearing of the word of God. Lord,
we
heard your word.
You taught
us the prayer of war.
You
taught us the
angels
fire.
You
charge of fire.
You call
us fire.
You command
the demons. You
find
powers of darkness.
You find
powers of darkness.
You find
every form.
Lord,
you're teaching us. Even in this time,
you want
to take an act of faith.
For
you spoke,
that James
says as you,
taking
it downwards. That faith, without work, it is dead. But Lord,
the
offers of our wicked
today
to agree
as it's
written in
Matthew
chapter 8, 19,
agree
on the earth
and
the seed of
tree.
People do it.
Don't
despair. We pray together today and we
got
to ask the Holy Spirit
to help you make the
fire
from
Uganda
to encamp
in the
world.
If you work with us,
the
final work,
let's
learn and ask.
Uganda,
Africa,
Almighty
God,
you must have the most.
18.
I saw
an
angel
of fire.
Michael,
maneka omuliro yaleka mchisaka cha omuliro mchisaka cha kuva esule yokuna nakorera kuchisaka ngaleta chicha na tusoma kono kwa Musa na kufuka ruasi na tusa omugone kufuka Musa leka kakano akume kumugongo ogu amagumba agabata kala haya amagumba garwara amagumba garwara emrode shenja uro shiri mukasa emrode biyangere shenja uro bilafeko mwena kurinyari ya Yesu mwena akatondo mamu uwanyese mwa maneka omuliro aitamo Let us pray.